This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. Pandemic restrictions are easing a bit today in nearly all of Massachusetts. Restaurants, gyms, and other businesses can operate at 40% capacity, which is up from 25%. However, Somerville will not go along with a change today. And here to explain why is Somerville Mayor Joe Curtatone. Good morning, Mayor, and thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me on.
So explain why you're not following the Baker administration in expanding capacity today.
Well, very simply and direct, it flies against all the advice and caution experts have warned us about. You know, Somerville's approach, we've been consistent in attempting to be deliberate, diligent, methodical, and be guided in heeding to the advice of experts who have said, you know, pandemic's not done with us. We may be done with COVID, but it's still here and it's still evolving.
But what about the other data? Somerville's rate of positive COVID tests in the last 14 days is 1.59%. The rate is falling and is half the statewide average. Why is that not enough to loosen restrictions?
It's an important trend, and we all want to see that happen. That trend should dictate to us to double down on our efforts. And we've seen this happen around the world. All the health experts, the highest level experts have said, we need to be cautious right now because these variants could bring us into a very difficult phase over the next several weeks or 2 to 3 months. And we do not want to be going backwards on this.
But what kind of pushback are you getting from local businesses? They can't be happy with this decision, given how they've been hurt so badly in the last year plus now.
Well, let's be clear who's been hurt the most. I have people in my community, like every community in this Commonwealth and country, who are dying, Bob, and they don't look like you and I. They're black and brown people, they're immigrants, they're very elderly, they're vulnerable. The Commonwealth of Massachusetts has the third highest COVID death rate in the United States. There's nothing to celebrate here right now, and it is just a false narrative, a false choice to say that, well, we have to open businesses or we can't afford to put the safest restriction in place. Health and safety of our communities and our population should be at the forefront and our guiding compass.
You've been a consistent critic of Governor Baker's decision-making during the pandemic, tweeting recently, quote, "We're effectively waterboarding our health system. Every time it begins to catch its breath, we flood it again." Has the governor failed?
I think it's important to say, although I have been critical, I've also commended the governor when he's done good things. I think we all worked hard together at the beginning of this pandemic, and we're all learning to keep, you know, back about a year ago, it's been that long, to flatten out the curve to maintain the stability of our healthcare system. I think my concerns are twofold. One, we have never, the governor and the Commonwealth, the state has never worked in a coordinated, collaborative fashion with municipalities from the very beginning of the pandemic, throughout the reopening phases and rollbacks, to helping us in school districts determine how to safely and sustainably open schools. And that's been concerning. And the other part of my frustration is there seems to be the leading variable or factor that the Commonwealth and the governor are measuring to determine what you do is hospital capacity, hospital beds, ICU bed capacity. Now, that's important. We need to know what's happening there. We don't want our system to collapse and be faced with the decisions that you've seen in Europe. However, just saying we're okay as long as we have capacity, we have enough beds and ICU units, means you're allowing for a certain level of illness to occur and transmission of the virus means you're going to have more deaths we could avoid.
Mayor, are you going to run against Governor Baker if he runs for re-election?
That's like science fiction to me, Bob. I'm just trying to get my community, some of them, to next month. You know, nothing of what I'm advocating for or passionate about on behalf of keeping my community safe and healthy has anything to do with politics. I'm just trying to live up to my responsibility of making sure everyone is healthy, safe, and alive.
Somerville Mayor Joe Curtatone, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thanks for having me, Bob.